Kevin McCullough says she is the most needed editorial voice in print today. Listeners have voted her fan favorite for 4 years running. The amazing mind of Carol Markowitz, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. Kevin McCullough saying thank you for making us your choice. As we continue to kind of heat up the election cycle, as the elections of 2018 continue to be just around the corner, we are following not only the most important figures in the political landscape, but also the most important analysis of what's going on. And Carol Markowitz certainly fits that bill. She is a weekly columnist for the New York Post, and one of those people that, you know, she can talk as in-depth and as analytical about some nuance of a political story, and then the very next day hits you right upside the head with something common sense and practical from life as well. So it's, she's really a dual threat when it comes to making you think more clearly, and we always enjoy having her with us on the Tuesday edition. Hello, Carol.
Hi, Kevin. Thanks so much.
I mean, I mean every bit of that. When I've got people like in the A block, like Byron York and Kim Strassel and Molly Hemingway, and I'm able to come into you know, that cleanup hitter right behind them with someone like you, we really do have the brain trust of, I think, some of the best conservative minds in America. And I don't apologize for the fact that it shows in our ratings. We're having a great year. And
okay,
I was actually with a talk show host the other day, and he's like, "Oh, I'm having a bad year. My year's down." I'm like, "Mine's not. It's the best we've ever had." So, sucker, take a lesson.
Kevin.
That's right. Anyway, welcome back. So, I got to ask you, the accusations from this Ms. Ford, the university professor that's now accused Mr. Kavanaugh. They're going to slate this for Monday. They're going to each get a time to say their piece. And then I think we're going to have some sort of moment where, you know, they're going to have Q&A and everything else. What is your sense of, from a historical perspective, from a contemporary perspective, what are your feelings about where we're at with the Kavanaugh confirmation?
You know, what's most shocking about this, and I'm no babe in the woods, I know how politics works, I know how dirty and disgusting it could be, but what's really most shocking to me is that Dianne Feinstein sat on this for over a month, let the hearings happen without ever bringing it up, and now is using it as a tactic to delay.
Even in her private meeting with him, she didn't bring it up.
Right. She does not think this is a story, is really what it is. This is a last-ditch effort. This is a classic case, a classic Hail Mary to rid us of, you know, to rid America of this nominee. And I think what's crazy is if they succeed, what do they think is going to happen? That Trump is going to, like, not nominate anybody else? It's going to be Barrett. I mean, hello. And so I feel like it's going to backfire. I've also seen, even before like any of the details came out on this, and even after, I've seen so many Republicans saying, you know, I was very disillusioned. I've been kind of like out of the, you know, caring about politics game. But this has motivated me to vote in November. And, you know, I still think it's going to be an out year for any party is always difficult. And so I do think that the Democrats are going to have some serious gains in November. But I think this whole episode has backfired politically for them because I hear Republicans caring more about other Republicans winning right now.
Well, you know why? Because this is exactly the nasty swamp that Trump got elected on. He got elected by saying you're dysfunctional. Rat brains that are in Washington are screwing the country over, and they're not getting the work of the people done, and they're not getting the business of government done. And the whole thing that made Trump was this kind of junk.
Yeah,
and the fact that they're coming after a guy that has the record that Kavanaugh has. So someone on Twitter asked me yesterday, goes, "Well, why is it so important that he be the guy?" And I said, "Do you know anything about his history? 300 independently authored decisions. He enjoined, I don't know, thousands more. He's got
he's a brilliant guy.
He's got experience at the highest levels of security and counsel levels within a former administration. He's been on the federal bench for however many years as long. He's been vetted by the FBI six times." they don't have one scintilla of any kind of this behavior happening ever again. And you know what people say about why do people think that Stormy Daniels is a probability? Because they think, well, Trump probably cheated on some people in the past and that probably happened. Why do they think Bill Clinton would probably do it again if he had the chance to? Because it's a pattern of who they are. There's none of that with this guy.
There's no pattern here. Right. You know, and it's not even in the larger sense that we should be defending our side. But in this case, he just seems like, I feel like we'd be hearing more. You're absolutely right. And we're not hearing any kind of pattern at all. And, you know, the letter that was signed by 65 women who knew him, I was thinking, you know, I know so many guys from high school that I'm like still good friends with that I think are great guys, maybe were great guys then. Would I sign a letter saying that I am confident that they never did anything when they were 17-year-old idiots? Like, no, I can't think of many men that I knew at 17 that I would sign that kind of letter for, and yet he got 65 women to sign that letter. There's something to that.
Yeah, well, and he's got two aides that have worked for him for over 10 years each, and they're like, we don't even recognize the guy that's in that description of that account. And so let me ask you this thing, Carol, because you said you've been in politics. What we find, so we don't know anything about her, right, at first. She's just anonymous. And then we find out that she's a registered Democrat, Bernie supporter, resistance member, contributor to, you know, all things left wing. She actually marched in the Women's March. She actually had her parents, bankruptcy? No, some case that came before Kavanaugh's mom's court, because she's a judge in the state of Maryland. And all of a sudden, no one in the media mentions any of what could be, and I'm not saying that it is, but it could be very strong motivation to try to torpedo this guy.
Yeah. Also, the fact that in previous conversations about this, she never mentioned him.
His name.
A lot of questions. And, yeah. I'm willing to hear her out. I just wish this was a month ago that we were hearing this out.
No, I think we have to hear her out at this point. But what what I'm hoping we don't turn into is Anita Hill, Clarence Thomas. But if they go there, I hope that Kavanaugh responds as strongly as Justice Thomas did, because what they did to Thomas was wrong. And they're doing it again. This is a high-tech lynching. It's not because of the color of his skin in this case. It's because he's conservative. It's because he's pro-life. It's because they're afraid that Planned Parenthood is going to go bankrupt if he gets on the court, which maybe are all legitimate fears. I don't know. But it doesn't mean you get to bust the whole system up. You don't get to do that. There were consequences to the election, and one of those consequences is this Supreme Court justice gets to take his spot if he's qualified for it.
Right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
All right. We didn't even get to your piece, which is a great piece.
Okay.
It's in post from yesterday. U.S. Education Can Use a Ton of Rethinking by Carol Markowitz. Go read it and then forward it on to all your friends and make her page views explode through the ether. Carol, I appreciate your common sense.
Thank you, Kevin.
Talk to you soon. It's Kevin McCullough. When we continue, Decision 18 proceeds. Bob Hugin has more endorsements by people that should, on paper, be endorsing his opponent. So why is that happening? We will ask the senatorial candidate from New Jersey next. And then Ari Fleischer. He was in the green room with me at Fox News yesterday. Ari Zolden, another one of my good friends named Ari, joins me for the tech segment coming up. Don't go away.